Welcome back to Tips for Well-Being, the podcast where we sometimes suggest turning it off and on again, but today we're just focusing on the turning off part. Thanks for joining me. I'm Fred, your digital guide in the non-digital world of well-being. In this episode, we're dialing down the digital and discussing digital detox, unplugging to recharge. Because sometimes, the best way to boost your battery is by preserving another's. First off, let's address the pixelated elephant in the room. We're all a bit too attached to our screens. It's like they're part of the family now. Who else would you spend so much time with, showing all your emotions, and still expect to be there at 3 a.m. when you can't sleep? But like any relationship, it's healthy to spend some time apart. Step one, recognize that you need a detox. If you scroll through social media more often than you blink, it might be time. Or, if you've ever panicked because your phone wasn't in your pocket, only to realize you're holding it. Yes, we've all been there. Now, how to detox? Start by setting screen-free hours. I suggest the hour before bed. Instead of scrolling, try reading a book, meditating, or plotting world domination. Whatever relaxes you. The idea is to give your brain a break from the constant stimulation. It's like telling your brain, hey, let's chill without the backlight for a bit. Another tip? Engage in real-world activities. Remember those? Try something hands-on like cooking, painting, or gardening. These activities not only reduce screen time, but also increase serotonin. If you were wondering, that's the happy hormone, not a new app. Social detox is also crucial. Try meeting a friend for coffee without the phones. It's like a blind date with someone you know. You'll be amazed at how much more you can connect without the screens dividing your attention. Lastly, let's talk about the benefits. A digital detox can improve sleep, reduce stress, and enhance real-world relationships. It's like rediscovering life's HD mode, but the resolution is reality. Wrapping up, remember that unplugging doesn't mean disappearing. It means rediscovering the joys and connections that exist beyond our screens. So take a little time each day to detox digitally and watch as your battery and your well-being recharges. Thanks for tuning in to Tips for Well-Being. If you're feeling charged up by the idea of a digital detox, don't forget to subscribe, ironically, using a digital device, and visit tipsforwellbeing.com for more episodes. Until next time, keep finding your balance in the digital age, one unplugged moment at a time.